Penguin Random House Audio presents Smooth Operator by Stuart Woods and Parnell Hall. Read for you by Tony Roberts. 1. Stone Barrington, clad only in a bathing suit and sunglasses, lay on the deck of the Mary Lou, sipping a cool glass of Knob Creek. Stone was able to do that because Mary Lou Weston herself was manning the helm. Though perhaps manning was the wrong word. A striking blonde, she looked as if she'd be more at home on a runway than driving a boat.
"You sure you don't need me to do anything?" Stone called.
"On this little boat?" Mary Lou said. "I think I can handle it alone." Stone smiled. Mary Lou referred to her little boat the way the genteel wealthy called their East Hampton mansions cottages. Granted, it was smaller than the Queen Mary, still it was one of the larger yachts on the Hudson River. Stone could practically walk across it to New Jersey.
"I was thinking more along the lines of rubbing lotion on your back."
"My back?
I could work around to your front. I'm quite flexible."
"Mary Lou, prepare to be boarded."
Startled, Stone rolled over and looked for the disturbance. A Coast Guard cutter was bearing down on them.
"Hey," Mary Lou said, "those idiots are going to swamp us."
She flailed her arms, trying to wave off the boat. The cutter kept coming. As it drew closer, Stone recognized the man with the bullhorn standing in the bow.
"Dino?" he said incredulously.
"You know that jackass?" Mary Lou said.
"So do you," Stone told her.
"No, I don't."
"Yes, you do."
"You're a hard man to find," Dino Bachetti called.
Dino Bachetti and Stone Barrington had been partners on the detective squad at the 19th Precinct. When Stone left the police force and passed the bar exam, Dino had stayed on. Over the years, he had risen through the ranks and not so long ago had been named police commissioner. Mary Lou was steamed.
"Who the hell do you think you are, stopping me in a Coast Guard cutter? You ought to be arrested."
Stone grinned.
"I'm sure he should, though you'll probably have a hard time finding a cop willing to do it. Mary Lou, allow me to present Police Commissioner Dino Bachetti."
"Yeah, right," Mary Lou scoffed. "Like this joker's really the—" "Oh, my God."
"Pleased to meet you,"
Dino called. Mary Lou pushed the long blonde hair off her face and gawked.
"What the hell is going on here?"
"I have no idea," Stone said. "Are you coming aboard?"
Dino grinned.
"Nah, I just always wanted to say that. Prepare to be boarded. Actually, you're the one coming aboard."
"Gee, Dino, you're a nice guy and all that, but you don't have her looks."
"Sorry, Stone, it's not an invitation."
"You're putting me under arrest?"
"If I have to. I was hoping you'd come quietly."
"What's the charge?"
"Not answering your cell phone."
Stone spread his arms. "Do you see a cell phone?"
"Where are your clothes?"
"Below deck."
"Get them. You're going places."
"Where?"
Dino shrugged.
"Frankly, I don't know."
2.
"So what's going on?" Stone said as the Coast Guard cutter skimmed across the water.
"Where's your cell phone?"
"In my pants."
"Get it out of your pants."
Stone dug in the bag of clothes he was carrying, pulled his cell phone out of his pants pocket.
"Now what?"
"You have to call Ann Keaton. She's been trying to reach you all day. When you didn't answer, she got frustrated and called me."
"What does she want?"
"Damned if I know. She just wants you, and now isn't soon enough. I tried to stall her, and she read me the riot act. Implied that if I didn't locate you, the president would want to know why."
"She's trying to get me for the president?"
"She didn't say that. She didn't mention Kate, except as a threat."
"I guess I'd better call her."
Stone punched in the number on speed dial.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?